brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Max Kaiser's coming up in an hour. We'll have open phones when he's on with us as well. We're taking calls for the next 30 minutes solid, then I'm going to news blitz. And I mean, it's key info coming up T-minus 32 minutes when we come out of that break. And right now, let's go to your calls, one after the other. John in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know I had a tool that you can use for the search engine. It's a site called sitereloader.appspot.com. And what you do is you just put the link in, you hit, put in a refresh rate, and you hit the button, and it refreshes all day, every day, 365 days a year. And I've also put a tutorial in your YouTube page as well.
Well, that's awesome, but we know that once it becomes number one trend, they then block that trend, so you've got to change the thing you're searching every day.
Absolutely. So if you come up with 10 search items, everybody can put those 10 search items into this program, and we can come up with 10 new ones a day and take over the trend every day.
And by the way, that's what TMZ, to make Lindsay Lohan number one, is doing. The people really don't care about Lindsay Lohan. They've even had a Frontline special a few years ago about how the media force-feeds the petty issues. They force-feed it. We're already been the number one trend many times just naturally. And it certainly upset the system when the listeners made Obama deception number one on Saturday. So somebody went in and deleted it, and now YouTube has reversed it and put it back up. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. I just can't believe that they're doing that. I mean, obviously they want to keep the truth hidden. But, you know, the honest thing is that they can't keep us from, you know, just sitting back and doing nothing. So, I mean, I stayed up all night yesterday researching, you know, what to do, what else I could do, and, you know, refreshing the page over and over, it kind of gets tiresome. But with this, you know, you set it, forget it, and, you know, at least it'll do something to help out the InfoWar.
Well done, John. And, of course, today's term, for those that don't know, and we're going to have Steve link in this article to the Obama deception that's been reposted, the 6.5 million version. Google spies, censors users. And again, we're going to get Steve to repost in that article the Obama deception in full. So when people go click on Google spies, they'll be able to read about it and then also see the video there. That's key to get Steve, Paul's on vacation for a week, to get that added. Or we can send this version of the story to Kurt Nemo and have him add the video in there as well. That is vital because this is about to be the number one search term. And they'll slap it down and won't allow it in the search terms soon, but they won't notice it on their radar until it's number one. Anything else, John?
No, that's all. Just check out the your YouTube channel because I did post a tutorial in there on how to use it to make it user-friendly for everybody. But it'll definitely help us out.
All right, good job, John. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex, Alex, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, as always. Quickly, I hate doing this. It's my first time doing a quick plug, but Randall Stuffelbeam, he's running for a constitutional office for U.S. Senate in Illinois. He's going up against Alexi Janulius, who has ties to Rahm Sugar, Daddy Emanuel, and he's going up against Mark Kirk, who is pro cap and trade, taxing us for breathing. If you can interview this man, he's pro First Amendment, freedom of speech, anti NAFTA. RunRandyRun.com. I posted it on your Facebook page for people to look at. I interviewed him on my radio show before I got kicked off the air, and he's an incredible man, former Leatherneck Marine. So check that out. Now I'm so proud of all the Info Warriors this past weekend for taking the initiative and, you know, posting Obama deception all over YouTube, all over Facebook, Twitter. I don't use Twitter, but for those who do, great job. The Obama deception, I said this on your program, it woke me up to, you know, the left-right paradigm. KRS-One had a great line in your film talking about how the globalists needed to put a black face up against the New World Order. Obama was elected, and everyone kind of took a sigh of relief or, like, crossed their shoulders and just stand down. You see now all over the Mockingbird media, they're talking about how, oh, the Tea Party. I'm not a Tea Party member, just a full-on.
Stay there, Julio. Finish up on the other side. We'll be back.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. That's what we say to the New World Order. The spirit of liberty is rising. The globalists are going down. The spirit of victory is being awoken on a planetary scale. For every action, there's an equal reaction, and it's happening. We are in a global fight against tyranny, and there is a cyber war going on of propaganda and brainwashing and issues of no significance to distract and divert you. And every time you send someone a link to InfoWars.com or the Obama deception or any of the work we've done or other work that you think is important, it has a giant effect. It has a cumulative effect against the New World Order. And we've seen the power of the people. We see Obama's approval ratings dropping. We see the mainline Republicans' approval ratings dropping. We see the fact that world governments being set up is now mainstream news so we can have a real debate about it. Think how far we've come, where over 80% of the American people in major polls want to audit or abolish the Federal Reserve. 10 years ago, almost no one knew it was private. No one knew it hadn't been audited. Oh, sure, they just passed the law to give themselves even more power, but that's the beginning of the end. That's them trying to secure their ill-gotten gains. They want to bankrupt you and make you dependent on government. They want to devalue the dollar and bring in this new global SDR currency. But we're going to be here every step of the way telling people the truth. And as things get darker, the light of liberty will shine that much brighter. The people are looking for the truth, and it's vital that we be there to show them what's really happening and to show them the facts. For those that just joined us, someone hacked in. I believe it was an insider at YouTube or Google. May have been a rogue employee, but that's the prime suspect, the people of interest. I'll put it to you that way. And removed that film in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Luckily, Twitters were sent. Matt Ryan picked up on him. He was doing updating on InfoWars on Saturday. He called me and said, what do we do? I called. Didn't have his number on my phone, so Rob drove in from his apartment because he lives close to the office, Rob Jacobson, got me the number to Kenneth Webb, who runs Change the Channel. He has a director's account. Only people early on in YouTube history get those, and they're pretty rare. And he posts our films in full length, not in parts. YouTube cuts them in 10-minute increments. And he went into the interface, saw the erasing going on, and locked them out. See, if YouTube would have gone in there and just changed the passcode, then there would have been a big investigation. We would have found out who did it. But by going in and just hitting my films, they thought they'd get away with it. And I'm not 100%, I'm about 95% chance it was an insider there. I mean, this was a long, complex, numbered passcode. I mean, there's no way. It's just like with your iPhone. If you're entering your passcode and you do it a few times wrong, it locks you out. Or like with your ATM card. Well, YouTube's the same way. There's no way this big – they have computers that can randomly try to crack a code, but it doesn't allow you to just plug in the interface and just sit there and hit it with new ones. We also had Dave, who runs our official Alex Jones channel. He works for us. That's our channel officially. He kept getting emails last week saying, your passcode change failed. Please send us your email back, so they could try to manipulate him into giving him the passcode. So somebody was trying to hack into that, and somebody could have hacked into Kenneth Webb's own computer, and they could have gotten his passcode that way. So he needs to put some serious security procedures in there and keep changing the passcode every day or two. That's what he's going to be doing, because you type the name Obama in, it's the number one link in the world, not just on trends with listeners putting it in to make that happen. It was already the number one link in the last month. The system doesn't like that. Now, since it went back up about 2 hours ago or an hour and a half ago or so, it's the number five link to that particular free video when you put the name Obama in. So let's click on that link to get it back to number one, and let's search the term Google Spies today, because it will then take you to an article on PrisonPlanet.com that will have the full-length version posted, my analysis video, and the history of Google censoring all proven there. Google spies. Let's make that the number one search term today. They'll then erase it out of it. We'll have a new term. And I'm not going to do this all the time. I just wanted to show them what the people can do, instead of them force-feeding us Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson scandal. Okay, I'm going to try to hurry through your calls now. I just want to give people those updates. Julio in Illinois, for those that just joined us, you were bringing up the media is now in a... like a tree full of parrots saying, Tea Party racist, Tea Party racist, don't like health care run by government racist, don't like big government racist. And that's just to keep the Democratic base of minorities afraid and clinging to their eugenics Nazi masters, who they don't know are eugenics Nazi masters because they haven't researched it. So that's what's going on. What's your point on that, Julio?
Yeah, they're just acting like true CIA Mockingbird assets, just continuously trying to demonize everyone in the freedom movement for not liking, Barry Satoro, Mr. Obama. But I just want to say great job to everyone for, showing the globalists that we, the human beings, we as people do have great power. I smiled to myself last night and told myself that, as Bob Chapman always says over the last few weeks, we're going to beat these people because they are desperately afraid. Obama Deception is such a powerful film. It woke me up. It woke so many of my friends up. They're afraid, Alex. We're going to beat these people I'm going to have you in my
prayers. Because they're criminals. They're criminals, and all we've got to do is stand up to them. I mean, literally, Madoff created the NASDAQ. Ken Lay, with BP and Al Gore, created carbon taxes. They're a pack of crooks. There's no reason that fat pervert, Al Gore, should be better than us and be able to defeat us. It's only because we lay down and don't have faith in ourselves that demonic slug is able to dominate and put all these taxes on us. It's time to arrest these scumbags.
The truth set us free. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, and I do need your prayers, Julio. And I love it. You know, we are the freedom movement. It's not the Tea Party. It's not the... We are freedom movement. We are truth. We are love. We are honor. We are liberty. We are free market. We are private property. We're live our own lives. Leave us alone. We're independents. We're people that aren't slaves. We're red-blooded. We're the red blood movement. You can have red blood and be Hispanic, black, white, purple. I don't care. As long as you want freedom and hate tyranny, I'm your brother. We're blood brothers. We're blood sisters. We're the red blood movement. We got red blood. It's red. It's not cowardly and weak. It's strong like our ancestors who struggled for us to have what we have. And it's not going to be taken by a bunch of scum. I want to give some new callers a chance because I'm noticing a lot of same callers here. So I'm going to race through some of these calls. Mark in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. I was a typical classic zombie, didn't have any idea what was going on around me. Caught one of your videos on the Independent Channel on cable, and it just, like, went right through me. I'm an ex-Marine. I did a lot of things for this country that I'm not very proud of, but I want you to say that hopefully we can resolve this peacefully. But I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous right now. What I really want to tell you was I was on Yahoo today, and I've seen like 19 million hits on the Obama deception area.
Yes.
Oh, okay, you realize that too? And
No, I haven't seen that. What did it say had gotten 19 million hits?
On actually, I'm there right now. Obama deception, 19,001,230. So you might want to look that up and get that out there. I've been at it all weekend. You know, clicking on the different search engines and bringing it up. And just want to tell you that you're doing a great job. I appreciate it. I'm doing everything I can. And it felt really good to actually become involved. You know, I tell everyone that I know about and everyone that I meet about the New World Order and all, but it felt really good to actually be able to physically carry out the task that you gave us. It was an awesome experience. It felt really good. And
it scared the system. We only know of one other example because it's in YouTube rules that if somebody hacks your account and erases your videos, they don't put them back up. And we know of one case with a video that Dave, who runs the channel, brought to my attention of a music video had over 200 million views. Somebody hacked it and put their own thing up. And it took about a month, but YouTube fixed it because of the big backlash by the record company that was so angry about it. This is really the first time we've seen a political video that's been hacked and removed, put back up. And it's because they know that we had the spirit of victory, that we weren't going to give up, that I was going to go completely ape about this, because them wronging us and allowing this to happen galvanized people. That's the reason they don't kill me. You think this Obama deception thing's bigger? If they killed me, it'd be 1,000 times bigger. That's why they want to demonize me, have their operatives lie about me, harass me, all this other stuff, because they know I'm real. They listen to my phone. They know we're for real. They know we're real patriots. You know, and they know you're real, and they're scared, and they've got all the numbers. They know we outnumber them. See, that's the final illusion, Mark, is that we feel like we're alone. We feel like we're the minority. I mean, and I appreciate your call, and God bless you, Mark. You touched my heart. In national polls, right at 90% on average, some are 85, some are 92, but every year they have all these mainstream polls, some scientific, some not, but they're always above 80%+, believe the government killed Kennedy. But you have the media representing 10% of idiots telling us we're the kooks. See, they just tell us we're nuts. Oh, you think the government's corrupt? You think the bankers have power? There's no such thing as elite power. You're a conspiracy kook. Ah, you think there's a world government? Ah, you think Google's spying on you? Now it's all admitted. See, it's that illusion. We are the majority. We have the power. We are the people. We're going to arrest these scum.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Big news blitz coming up, then more calls. Max Kaiser, straight ahead in the next hour. David in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Doing all right, my friend.
Okay, well, I just like to say about the Internet, the last place where the masses can have a free exchange of ideas that is not controlled by the globalists, and that's why they want to shut it down.
Well said.
I got a personal battle going on here in Stark County, Indiana, because my wife basically filed false criminal charges against me and had me thrown out of my property. And basically, they've st- Stark County trampled all over my constitutional rights. But basically, it had to do with because I was involved in the truth movement since 98, and my wife couldn't stand my political activism. And so basically, I got a big mess going on with them because my lawyer didn't really go into bat for me or trying to give me an
Well, that's the problem is, and it's come out in the news, that a lot of these bad lawyers tell women to lie to, like, get control of a court case or property, and men have done it as well, but predominantly it comes out that women are told to do it. Because there's so many cases where men are abusive to women that then women can claim that when it's not true. But I see more and more people individually doing that as well. I mean, I've seen other talk show hosts and media people before just tell complete lies, you know, say things like, Alex Jones called up and threatened to kill me. Just complete and total lie. And then I luckily had guys here in the studio who'd been there during the conversation, and it was a calm conversation. Nothing was said. And I called back and I said, you know what? You retract that or I'm going to have to sue you. And, of course, they did retract it. But, I mean, it just seems like it's a normal thing for people to do in this society now is to just lie about people. The folks have no honor. And I'm sorry to hear that's happening to you. That's why I think it's important that men meet women who are into the freedom and up front, you know, not just their looks but what they stand for. I'd rather have a woman who wasn't the most beautiful you know, in the world, according to worldly standards, but had a good heart that would love my children and love me and who was smart. I mean, I'd rather have a smart woman and a loving woman than one of these trophy wives. And, of course, there's a lot of great-looking women that are great people as well. But, I mean, it's about the soul of the woman and the soul of the man. It's not about just, boy, that's a good-looking, you know, filly.
But basically, I've been out of my home for 10 months now. I'm living in my sister's place, and basically, they act like I don't have any rights at all. And it was all based on lies. She used lies to basically file false charges against me to get a protective order filed to get me tossed out of the property.
Well, you can file civil suits to get your portion of the property.
I'm already going through divorce proceedings, but my lawyer's not very aggressive. He called me today.
Well, that's because they get more money the longer they draw it out.
Yeah,
you need to get law books yourself, and you need to file your own stuff and just start hitting her lawyer with injunctions and filings every week, and her lawyer will ditch her quick. They're only running over you because it's easy.
Yeah, because they know the law and I don't, basically. But basically, you know, it's just like they come on my property with no evidence, and they didn't even file domestic charges or domestic violence charges on me after they threw me off the property because they knew they didn't have a case.
And you own an interest in this property. Well, it'll be fleshed out in court. You need to get a new lawyer. God bless you. I'm sorry to hear that's happening to you. Let's talk to Terry in Florida. Terry, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex, I just want to thank you for your enthusiasm and inspiration that you've been sharing with your audience today and yesterday, and it's really affected me, and I just want to share with everyone that the time to stand up is now. If we are ever going to be heard, if truth is going to shine forth brightly and overcome this darkness that's trying to entrap us and wipe us out, the time to do it is now. Wherever you are, in the grocery store, with your neighbors, in the courthouse, in
it's
the
time
outhouse.
To get to know your neighbors. It's time to have talks with your family about where the world's going. It's time to really focus in on what our priorities should be, and that is happening.
That, exactly right, and I saw that the video had gone back up on Change the Channel, the Obama deception, and that just shows the power that we have in rising up against darkness or those that would try to find the truth or keep us from speaking out and standing up for the Constitution.
Well said, Jerry. We're out of time. Freeman, Paul, Al, Joe, your calls. Then I'm blitzing through news. Stay with us. Key Info straight ahead.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Mega massive news blitz coming up, and then I'll go back to your phone calls. Then we got Max Kaiser coming up. We'll continue with calls then. But I wanted to make this point right now. We have the number one search terms on Yahoo and Google. Today the term is Google Spies. If you put an automatic program on your computer and keep reloading that, though, you may have trouble with your ISPs calling it spamming. I don't know if that's good for people to do. I'm saying in your regular course of the day, go search the term Google Spies and things like that to drive it up in the ratings. But before we did this on Friday, the number one link by itself, just because of traffic, was the Obama deception when you search the term Barack Obama, President Obama, or Obama. It's now the number five link. So that's the main reason it was knocked down, so that people wouldn't watch that link when they put the president's name in. The top link is now Barack Obama's official site. But so many people see going to the county courthouse or going to the city council or going to their state house or calling Congress or calling the talk radio as work. It's fun to resist tyranny. You're meant to be struggling for freedom like it's a football game. Those instincts when you go and 100,000 of you get in a stadium and chant, you know, that's a facsimile of your normal tribal instincts to get together for war. Well, in the modern sense, it's InfoWar. This is the team we're on. Team Liberty, Team Freedom, Team Private Property, Team Not Having Parasites Rob Us Blind. If we don't have freedom, we have nothing. We will be enslaved in every case in history. It's just that simple. But I do want to salute and thank and appreciate all of you out there over the years that have made my films number one on the web, that have bought the DVDs and the books and the materials. And so to say thank you to all of you, you can buy four copies of The Obama Deception right now at InfoWars.com for $5 a piece or $4 and change. You get four for $19.95. You get 10 for $39.95. That's down at like $4 a piece. And you get a citizen rule book. We basically make no money on this after we ship it and everything. But the point is, the system is scared of this. And the low-tech way to have it in the highest quality on DVD and make copies of it and give it to people, or to give them it in the pretty color case with all the information in it, a better chance of them watching it. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. I can't offer this deal for very long. When this printing runs out, it'll go back to the regular price, because that's how we fund our operation. But I am dedicated to getting this out. And so for a limited time, you can write to us, you can call, or you can go to the website and get four copies for $19.95 of The Obama Deception. And part two of it, Fall of the Republic, that I quite frankly think is an even better film. And that's free on the web as well. Get the links to it, send it out to everybody. Realize that the system wouldn't be removing this stuff if it wasn't hurting them, if they weren't scared, if they weren't concerned. That's the point. They're not invincible. And lastly, before I news blitz and then go back into your calls, I want to tell you about Wake the Church. It's an event coming up with Alan Keyes, Dr. Chuck Baldwin, of course, George W. Hunt. Also, they're going to be Catherine Albrecht, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. On privacy, Daryl Rundus, our good friend, is hosting the event, and it's $5.95 for tickets. That'll just pay for the hotel and banquet hall. Probably won't even pay for that. I've tried to rent hotels before. I know how much it costs. And it's Liberty2010.com. That's FaithandLiberty2010.com. FaithandLiberty2010.com. One word, FaithandLiberty2010.com for that event coming up July 24th. In Colorado. And lastly, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times we're entering into, in this depression we're entering into, you're probably going to end up having to use this food. More and more it looks like that. But if there was a 10% chance that things were going to collapse and get really serious and that the dollar was going to be devalued, it's a lot higher than that. You should have storable food. It's high quality. It's freshly made. They're wonderful patriots. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Don't procrastinate. At least call and get a free brochure of their wonderful food products that they have there. No GMO, no hybrid, none of that garbage. They got gourmet meals. They got regular meals. They got everything. eFoodsDirect.com. Okay. It's actually like looking at your garage when you hadn't cleaned it out in 3 or 4 years every day. Every day when I get on air, I have all these stacks of news that I've read over and gone over before the show. And every one of these articles, I could talk about them for an hour. But I look at these stacks. There's got to be 130 or so or more. That's just a guesstimation. I wonder how right I am. Let's do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There's another 10 articles or so in there. That's 30. Another 4 or 5 articles. Yeah, it's guesstimation's right. It's probably 120, 130 articles here. Again, I dead reckon a lot. In fact, should I right now just count every one of them here on air just to see? I haven't done it, but. People say, well, how do you know it's 130 articles? Here, let's just see how close I was, then I'll get into the news. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's 16 articles. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Probably shouldn't do this on air, but it's 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Then there's all these stacks. Yeah, I bet it's 100. There's no way to read it all. The point is I got a lot of articles here, and any one of these I could spend hours on, but let's just at least run through the headlines here for people right now, today. Four dead in Juarez bombing. People in Juarez are recovering from a car bomb that killed four. Continues. 17 gunned down in Mexico Fiesta slaughter. This happened last night. To the cries of kill them all, a gunman opened fire at a weekend birthday party Sunday, mowing down only 17 people in an attack that laid bare the brutality of Mexico's long-running drug war. Yeah, don't decriminalize the drugs and shut off this war instantly. No, 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 because the government's in a war to keep control of the drugs and laundering it. Schwarzenegger sends California National Guard troops to border security. That'll be a complete whitewash. They'll just arrest citizens. We've seen them what they've done in the past. That's an election stunt. Inside Mexico's drug war, Americans allege abuse, Wall Street Journal. Americans allege? I have been I don't even go to Mexico anymore. I mean, the last time I saw the tour bus we were on in southern Mexico get pulled over by army troops and shake down the driver and take the tips away from him, or back in college I would go down there and they'd pull us over and shake us down. You know, I mean, corrupt guys in black uniforms with gold teeth, demanding, you know, smiling at you and calling you stupid gringo and demanding your money. If you imagine if our cops did this to the illegal aliens, it'd be the end of the world. I mean, anybody who goes to Mexico is out of their mind. It's a collapsed, failed society. They allege abuse. And it shows these Americans, what they do is they get you, they find some petty crime, and then they get, on average, they run your family's credit off your driver's license. And they say, your family is rich, $100,000. You go to Mexico and the police kidnap you. It's very simple. Okay? Don't go to Mexico. Don't let your family go to Mexico. It's a failed state. Immigrant deaths in Arizona desert soar in July. And it goes over all of that. You build a wall there and stop it. These people wouldn't be dying en masse. The bodies of 40 illegal immigrants have been brought into the office of Pima County Medical Examiner. Many of them shot and killed and robbed by the coyotes. You don't hear the civil rights activists talking about that, though. I already did the four dead in Juarez. Okay, so that's the stack on that front. Got Glenn Spencer from the Arizona border joining us tomorrow to talk about that. Here's Time Magazine. Dems start to panic as reality of midterm woes sets in. But don't worry. You know, you got all these White House officials and people saying they want an Oklahoma City or 9/11 event to save themselves. That's in the Financial Times of London. Don't worry. They'll launch a new war with Iran or blow up some federal buildings and blame it on patriots. Don't worry. The scumbag murderers are going to try something. You don't need to worry about that. They need to. In fact, even Robert Shapiro in that article said Obama needs to look like a strong leader to have people rally around him for protection. The government blows up a building and then you run up and hug onto the black uniform leg. Oh, government, oh, please. Oh. This is a narcotics child kidnapping criminal group. Congressional hearings, how they run giant white slavery rings worldwide. Every time I say white slavery ring, some idiot sends me an email saying, oh, black slavery isn't a bad thing. White slavery means sex slavery. Again, it's like trying to communicate with people who have no vocabulary. I'm not talking about my general audience. I mean the morons out there. I'm seeing comments in the YouTube channel now going, clearly Alex took down the Obama deception and had it put back up. It's impossible for a user who runs an account to take their video down and then put it back up. Do you understand that? Anyone who runs a YouTube channel knows that. If you delete a video, and that's what the hack was, somebody went in, said they were the user, deleted it. It wasn't even my account. It was someone else's. You go in and do that. You cannot restore it. By the way, I talked to Kenneth Webb earlier that runs that channel. He said that videos he'd had removed years ago by them were suddenly restored. They have lied and said they can't restore videos that are hacked and taken down. Videos that were taken down of his years ago, have everything's been restored. And that points towards somebody inside there doing something they weren't supposed to. I'm not saying Google and their parent company, I'm not saying YouTube and their parent company Google gave the orders to do this. I'm saying there's no way somebody figured out that passcode on their own out there, and this was a mainline hack. I believe it's an inside job, as most crimes are, and it is a federal crime. And I believe that all the evidence points towards it being an insider. And I've never seen Google put something back up again, except when a record company got involved and something had over 200 million views and somebody else put up another video in its place. There's been one case we know of. This is the first time a political video has been put back up, the Obama deception. I mean, this is so huge. Okay? You understand? I physically can't put it back up. I can re-upload it. I could re-upload it if he gives me the codes, but it's not the same video. It will show up with zero views when it first goes up. They restored the video that had 6,500,000 hits on it. They restored it. That's the one that's linked all over the web. That's the one that has the value. That's the one when you type in Obama's name that was the top link. Why in the world would I take my own video down when they've never restored one? This is history making. Doesn't matter, though. I physically cannot put it back up. Only Google can do this, and they've always said they couldn't. They did it. They did it. And I believe it's because they went to an IP search like I demanded, and they found out one of their own stinkers did it because they do have the passcodes at YouTube. YouTube has the passcodes to YouTube. Comprende? If the police were doing an investigation of this, that's the first place they'd go in 101 criminology. It's not like I'm pulling rabbits out of my hat here. It's not like I'm sitting here speculating. I study this stuff. It's what I do. All right. It doesn't matter. Let me continue with the news. When you make a film and you love it, and it's like a child, it's like an oil painting that you spent months on, and then somebody takes it and tears it up and burns it, it makes you mad. It makes you angry. But this wasn't just some painting that people had viewed and loved. This is something that woke up millions of people. That's precious to me. I don't care about diamonds and crap and status. I care about people's minds. I want to unlock minds. That's what's valuable to me. This was like somebody burning down my house. Because what I love is waking people up. That's the equivalent of a house. It's like burning down a family home. It's like burning down a house I grew up in. I became physically ill and almost vomited. My wife's like, "What's wrong?" And I was sitting in a chair. I became nauseous Saturday when I got the news when Matt Ryan called me. I went and pulled it up and saw it was gone, and I became nauseous. I almost threw up. Because that film is going more viral. It's going to unlock millions of more minds. God blessed me with the skill to be able to transmit the truth. God blessed me with the energy to make that film and to have a platform that was able to reach people. It's precious. It's precious to me to be able to stand in front of a sports stadium of 100,000 people, all those people, and to be able to address them. With this one version of the film, I addressed more than 65 sports stadiums with 100,000 people per stadium. 65 sports stadiums with 100,000 people in each one. I addressed them for 2 hours with that film. And I'm going to address tens of millions more, hundreds of more sports stadiums full of people. I value what's valuable. We don't have a future. I'm dead if we don't win this thing. I passed the point of no return a long time ago. The globalists want to smash me flatter than a pancake. I can't quit. I can't fade off into the sunset. They'll come after me. I've studied history. Just like they told Jim Garrison, you've got to stay on the spotlight for the rest of your life, boy, with the Kennedy assassination. I'm in this bear trap. There's no getting out of it. I got to go through it. And I believe the globalists are going to counterstrike. I don't believe they're going to give up on this. They don't like to lose. And I would predict they're going to come after us really bad now. I told the guys that last night at dinner. After the show, I took them to dinner. It's like standing at the edge of a high dive. First time you jump off one when you're 8 years old and it's 40 feet down, it's scary. But as soon as you jump, you feel your stomach, you know, come up in you. You're falling, and pretty soon you hit the water. I jumped off that high dive a long time ago, folks. I'm not going back up. I'm going down. But we're all going down. We're all going to die. We're all going to grow old. We're all going to end up with wires crammed up our nose at some hospital or in a big car wreck, smashed, all tied up inside the vehicle with blood spilling out of us. So why in the world would we not have courage to stand up against tyranny? None of you are getting out of this alive. And it's the fact that people are cowardly and weak and scared of what their neighbors are going to think of them, and they can't get outside these comfort zone bubbles. It's the mere fact that we have this weak loser attitude that's allowed a bunch of scum to come in and take over our society and boss us around and try to control us. So I know this. I'm not getting in any ditch and licking boots. I'm not going to die on my knees. I'm not going to die on my belly. I'm going to die on my feet. And I'm going to give the New World Order the biggest fight they've ever seen. And if you'll just commit and do the same thing, these enemies will vanish like specters at dawn. We'll be back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We're back live. China passes U.S. as world's biggest energy consumer. Well, yeah, we build, what, three or four new coal plants a year? They build, what, three or four a week? In fact, pull up average number of Chinese coal plants built per week, and I believe it's four. But I want to show people I'm not just making this stuff up. It's three or four a week. We build four a year. We're not allowed to. They harass everybody. They're shutting down our refineries. The carbon tax is an economic siege. It is high treason. and its taxes paid to the same bloodthirsty, parasitic banks. That's the Wall Street Journal. Of course they passed us as the number one manufacturer this year. Of course they passed us as the biggest owner of our debt. We're not allowed to have industry with all the taxes and regulations. Of course they're the biggest energy consumer. Makes me sick. China building more power plants. China is now building about two power stations every week. The number I've seen is 3 to 4. That's BBC. Oh, but that's from 3 years ago. Yes, no, in 2010, it's now 4 a week. Revise the search, men. The point is, we get 4 a year, they get 2 a week. The number I've seen is 4. The jobless effect. Is the real unemployment rate 16.5 or 22 or even higher? And it goes on to say that the number could be even higher than 22. That's the Daily Finance. Truth's coming out. Great article here by Activist Post. 10 ways the banks are robbing you, the way they're fleecing you. Predatory lending, bailouts, TARP, credit cards, stock market, pensions they're robbing, Social Security, raising the age, inflation, commodity prices, debt and deficits, wars. Here's CNBC. Dow may crash to 7,500. If 10,600 not breached, and they go on to say, looking at the 1930s depression chart, that we're mirroring the depression. This is giving you the idea that the market is natural, and, oh, we better boost it or we're going to be in a depression. It's all rigged. Hell, even Radigan admits that. You can search the term Radigan, MSNBC, stock market rigged. Of course it's rigged. It's a casino. Look at this Wall Street Journal article. Roads to ruin. Towns rip up the pavement. All over the country, they're getting rid of the pavement, getting rid of the asphalt, and going back to dirt roads. They're announcing all over the country they're slashing police, but the taxes go up. All your money goes to the stinking bankers like it does in Nigeria. You like to make fun of the Nigerians, the Argentines, and others? Well, you're going to live like they did. There it is, MSNBC Radigan. Stock market, obviously corrupt, a fraud. You know, there's the raw story. He actually said it was rigged, but, you know. That's why I love having that crew in there. They can Google everything I say, and you'll just see it right there. I'm not making any of this up. Ireland's credit rating downgraded by Moody's. Irish Times, same rating agency that works for the big bankers. Meanwhile, the Chinese have downgraded the dollar and our T-bills. You know what that means? More interest to these slugs. Look at this Bloomberg article. The new prime minister raids dormant UK accounts as minister attacks banks. What's next? They'll throw you in prison for 6 months and raid your account? They're already raiding Social Security, safety deposit boxes in San Francisco and taking people's money. Just, oh, the government needs money, we're just going to take it. UK Prime Minister David Cameron announced plans to use hundreds of millions of pounds from dormant bank accounts to fund community projects, while Business Secretary Vince Cable said lenders ripped off customers. Cameron said he will press ahead with proposals set out the coalition government program to establish a big society bank to finance moves by charitable groups and nonprofit companies to take over jobs currently done by the government. That means everything's going to this private government, this privatization where it's groups of private thugs with government power, the opposite of free market. Obama says to the GOP, restore jobless benefits. Yeah, people are dependent on that, but a lot of people are milking it. But some people aren't. Some people can't find jobs, and then others are milking it. I mean, if you've had some $100,000 a year job and you lose your job, you shouldn't be able to get it, and it shouldn't be so high. We're just going to go bankrupt, though, and none of you are going to get any of it soon. You understand we're killing the goose that lays the golden eggies?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.